Amen. Give an honor to God and to his holiness. Give an honor to the Elohim. We thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for all of our loved ones, our family, our friends. We give God praise for who he is and what he has already done. We thank God for keeping us according to your will. Good morning, Donita. Good morning, Sensational. And Zoe, I know I saw her. Amen. We give God praise because he is worthy of all of our praises. So I don't forget, we do the same thing every year. Thanksgiving and Christmas, we don't have a midweek service during the Thanksgiving and Christmas. So this coming Wednesday and Thursday, we will not have Bible study or Hebrew club. So we'll be back next Sunday, and we'll just go right on through until the Lord calls us home. Okay, so no emails wondering what happened to us. We're fine. We didn't get shut off, you know, and even if you know, even if YouTube did, we have other platforms, you know, but thank God we will be back next Sunday. Amen. Amen. All right. So first of all, I want to thank Sensational for the beautiful card. And I want to thank trying to read with no glasses on. What is my problem? Abigail, what is that name on there?
From Miss Laura Bean.
Laura Bean from,
Laura Bean from St. Peter's, Montana.
Yeah, from Montana. Wow. You getting old, Abigail.
Yes, I am.
Okay. thank you, guys, for the lovely and the beautiful cards. I appreciate the encouragement. I appreciate you. There's so many people. There are so many people that work behind the scenes. The young lady that puts up the podcasts, what's her name again?
Kat Canning.
Kat Canning. She does an amazing job. It's amazing. And she's up to date. It's amazing what she does. I know we all have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the Lord's return. Amen. To come and scoop us up. As the scriptures have foretold, and we know it's coming. It is an absolute positive fact that it will happen. But again, we are like detectives. We're seeking out the information. We're looking for the clues. We're putting them together so that we can understand or have an idea of exactly when the Lord is coming. And but the Bible does says only the Father knows.
Amen.
Amen. But and I don't want to get into this, but you know, some people say, well, if only the Father knows, that means Jesus doesn't know either. No, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. That's what he told the apostles.
Amen.
And so you know, they don't be ignorant, you know, study the scriptures.
Ignorant.
Amen. Study the scriptures, okay. And I don't want to get into that, but if God knows, since Christ is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, he's a Trinity, three Elohim, then he knows, all right? So, but we don't know.
Amen.
Right, and he has proven to us over and over that we don't know. He keeps, every time we said something, he keeps telling us, I know you think you got it this time, but you don't know.
Amen.
But it is our jobs as the ministers of the gospel, as children of Christ, to seek out the matter, to understand what the Father is doing. And you know what else it does? It keeps us on our toes. It keeps, because it's always in our mind. I don't know when he's coming. They've been wrong. You only have to be right once.
Right.
You could be wrong 400 times. You only need to be right one time.
Yeah.
Amen. And so even though we don't know the day that he's coming, we know that we are in the season. And we know that all the things that he's talked about in the scriptures, and he has forewarned and foretold, and you can just go through the scriptures and just see thing after thing has done, thing after, everything is coming to pass, just like he said. And why would this not be one of the same things that come to pass? So you can fool yourself in thinking that the Lord ain't coming, he ain't came yet. They said that, they sung that same song during Noah's day. And then one day, it got cloudy, and they were still singing that song. And then one day it started sprinkling, and they were still singing that song. And then one day they saw water drop out of the sky, because water used to come up from the ground. This is the first time it ever fell from the sky. And so water started falling from the sky, and they're like, What's going on? You know, and they're still singing that song, wondering what's going on. And the next thing you know, poof, then it started raining, and they're like, ooh, this is odd. And it kept raining, it kept raining. Ooh, this is certainly different. Right. Ooh, and it kept raining. Honey, where are my boots? And it just kept raining and raining. And next thing they knew, it was too late. And they think, well, let me run to the boat. Right. You know, because I know that crazy old man, Noah, he built a big old boat, you know, 400, you know, it's less than, and then the door's locked. And you can't get in. So 400 years, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. 400 years. He preached, it's gonna rain. Right. We've only been preaching this for 18 years. Mm-hmm. So we still got a ways to go. Mm-hmm. No, we don't. I was just trying to be funny. Y'all didn't laugh, so scratch that. That was funny. It was funny. It was hilarious. So no matter when it happens, and we know we are in the season, it is bound to happen. It will happen. It's going to happen. Be ready. Because it doesn't make sense to be looking for the Lord for 20 years and still not be ready when he comes.
Amen.
How insane is that? To study for an exam that is 98% of your grade and then decide I'm not going to school that day on the day of the test. What was the point of doing all that study and not show up?
Amen.
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 You can you can quote the Bible from cover to cover. You know every gospel song ever written. You've been to every, you got a key to the church. Mm-hmm. But when the Lord comes, you're still not ready. Then what was all that you were doing all this time? Yeah. What were you doing all this? Why would you even come to church if you know that you're not ready? What's the point? You're not gonna. You don't get brownie points from God for clocking in. You don't get brownie points from God for clocking in. Lord, I was at church Sunday. Do I get here? Here's my card. Brownie points. You don't get anything for that. Get your little gold star. See, Lord, I was at Bible study. See, I tuned in. See, where's my star? You don't get that. That's not how God works. Amen. I got time this morning because we don't have a whole lot of prayers, right?
Whoa.
So I can. Say, what?
Wait, I told you we have the ones from last.
Yeah. I'll get to that. Hey, man, we don't have communion today, so I can talk a little bit, right? Amen. So, amen. She then went and sat down. Amen. You know, yes, amen. And so I was looking at a message I preached in 2018, and part of the message kind of stuck out, and I was asking, Lord, please help me remember. Please let me remember so I can say something. And it kind of goes like this in just a little small part. If you're working or if you've worked and you have a really nice job, you come with all kind of benefits. You get health benefits and 401k, dental plan, vision, pension. You get all kind of good stuff. You know, you get the holidays, you get double time, triple time, whatever it is you get. Some people get travel and accommodations and they get all kind of stuff. And you get that as long as you're working at that job, right? As long as you're keeping their standards and you're doing what they ask you to do, you get to enjoy all of the benefits of that job while you're there. Would you all agree with that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So one day you decide, I'm not gonna go back to work anymore. I quit. I don't wanna work there anymore. I'm gonna go somewhere else. But right now I'm just gonna kick it till I decide where I'm going. Y'all still with me?
Yes.
Do you still get to enjoy the benefits of that job once you leave that job?
No.
Do you still get the 401k and the paid vacations and the dental plan and the eye and the corner office with the double window? Do you still get that stuff when you quit?
No.
Why?
You don't work there anymore.
So if you're with God and he's blessing you with your health and your strength, he's moving in your family, he's doing all these things for you, even though you have to fight, you gotta work, he's still doing things with you and for you, and you know he's there. If you quit, do you get to enjoy all the benefits that you did when you were with God?
No.
So is God being unfair because he's not gonna bless you in your sin?
No.
Is God unfair when he says, well, if you don't want to be with me, you don't get what I, amen, you don't get the benefits of being with me if you're not with me. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So why is it so many people think that they don't understand why my money's not the way it used to be? Why this isn't the way it used to be? And they left God. Why do they continually blame God for them leaving?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why I used to be healthy as a horse. Now I can't take nothing. Well, how's your relationship with God? Oh, well, we all right.
Mm.
I know God. He knows you too.
Right?
Amen? Okay, last one. Last one. I think. I'm pretty sure. Last one. If you're out in the... Now, we know that God considers, when he talks about the water, the world. Mm-hmm. Right? Y'all know that, right? You, okay. So if you're in the world, and if you're in the water and you're drowning, and somebody on a boat reaches out and pulls you back in, you're no longer drowning, but now you are
saved.
You're saved. You're saved, right? Because they pulled you out of the water because you were drowning. There was no land anywhere. You were just in the ocean. It's just you in the water. They pulled you out of the water. Now you're saved, right? If you jump back in the water, are you still saved?
Nope.
Why? Because now you're in the same position you were in before they pulled you off the boat the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you get out of the boat and jump back in the water, mm-hmm. you are no longer saved from the water. Mm-hmm. But I thought once saved, always saved. Once I get on the boat, I'm always saved, even if I jump back in the water. First of all, they're going to think you're delusional, and the water hits your brain, because people that think straight don't think like that. If I get out of this boat, I'm going to be back where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to stay on the boat.
Yes.
So I don't wind up the way I used to be, because I got out that time, I may not get out another time.
Amen.
Just because the Lord saved you that time, that don't mean you're going to be in the same position and he's going to be in the same position to be able to lift you and bring you back out. He saved you that one time. That one time he saved you should have been enough.
Amen.
When he pulled you out of the world the first time, that should have been enough. But you got people that just keep diving back in, and they climb back on the boat, and I'm diving back in. One day you're going to dive in, and you're going to stay in.
Amen.
Here's the question. Do you know which day that's going to be? Do you know what dive that's going to be? People are in and out, in and out. The Bible says tomorrow's not promised. You don't know. I'll get it straight tomorrow. You may not be here tomorrow. There may not be a tomorrow. And so the point of all of that is, what's the point? What's the point of living your life as a Christian and not really being a Christian? What's the point of once being a Christian and then turning your back on God, but you still want the benefits of being a Christian? It doesn't work that way. And I don't care what T.D. Jakes or the Big Lip Chicken, I don't care what anybody say. I was trying to think of a stupid name, but I couldn't. You know, it doesn't matter, Bishop Flatfoot, you know, Sister Go-Go, it doesn't matter. Who tell you what? What I just told you is true. You can look it up in the Bible.
Not the names.
You ain't seen Sister Go-Go? Well, Pastor Drea said not the names, you know, but you, Leslie, you know what I'm saying, right? Amen. It's ridiculous to think that God, now, Pastor Sandy preached a message about a month or so ago, and in this message he said, you sin, and you look around, and nothing happened. And then you go out and try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. He said, just hold on a minute. It'll be there. just hold on a minute. It'll catch up with you because the spirit of Satan, he's like, I smell fornication. I smell adultery. I smell illegal drugs. I smell a liar. He smells the sins. He can tell when you sin, and he's like, creeping. Ooh, I did that. Nothing happened today. Yay! See, all that stuff they was telling me when I was growing up, I knew that wasn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, when you least expect it, you go knocking on her door, and her husband there with a shotgun.
Oh.
Oh. Right? Yeah. You go to start the car. Amen. You laid out those poor people, and I'm not making fun of this because this is very serious, but maybe last year, I think it was in Florida, where that whole house, apartment complex just collapsed in the middle of the night while those people were in the bed sleeping and whatever. Just the whole thing just collapsed. No warning, no nothing. Just in a matter of minutes, dozens and dozens and dozens of condos, and it just... You think those people went to bed that night thinking that they weren't going to wake up in the morning?
No.
You think they had any idea that that was going to happen?
No.
And so all I'm saying is this. It does. You know we're close. You know we're almost there. And even if you're not here to be raptured and he calls you home early, you still got to meet the same God we meet. The same rules still apply. You still have to be ready. You still have to be ready to meet the King. You have to be ready. Whether you are raptured or whether you're called home, you still have to be ready. Don't play church. Don't live the life like a Christian. Live the life being a Christian.
Amen.
Don't live the life just like I'm living just like I'm a believer. Why? How are you going to explain that to God when you meet him? I look just like everybody else. But you wasn't.
What's the point of the
preaching? What's the point? And that's what let me tell you something, and then I think I'm ready. Don't look at me like that. Give me the skunk eye. Let me tell you something. If I'm planning on going to hell, everybody I know gonna know. Because I ain't pretending to do nothing. I'm going to be what I'm going to be. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm going where I'm going. I'm not going to pretend to go to hell. If I'm going to hell, I'm going to hell. Because it doesn't make sense to pretend. Who are you trying to fool? You're trying to fool me don't mean anything. I have no place to put you. Trying to fool me and other people, it's a waste of time. You could take that same time and be spending it with God, making sure that you're ready. If you just gotta, let me tell you, don't be a hypocrite. If you want to sin and turn your back against God and you don't want to hear what the ministers of the gospel, the teachers, the people that are trying to help you, you don't want to believe, you just want to live your life, but you want to go to church and look like a Christian. If you decide you just want to go to hell, just go on. Don't pretend to go to hell. Just go on. Because pretending that you have something that God knows you don't have is not going to benefit you at all. You need to take that energy, that knowledge, that wisdom, that time that you now have and spend it with God. Because I'm telling you, one day, all this is going to make perfect sense. My question is it going to be before you leave or after? Because if it don't make sense until after you leave, it won't do you any good.
No.
Amen?
Amen?
All right, Pastor. See, I told you.
Oh.
What? I told her. Amen. What you got for me?
Okay, so we only have one that came in this week, and it is from LaVon. She's asking for prayer for her niece. Her niece is not willing to... take the thing, but the father, the niece is in.
Oh yes.
But her father has been pressuring her,
yes,
and her, talking about her not being there to raise her children, or dying before him, and it's just something that she feels a strong conviction not to do.
Yes, good.
But the father's trying to find a way to force her to do it.
Yeah.
So she's just asking that we cover her in prayer.
Yes.
So that she can stick to whatever her conviction.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. And let me tell you about that. He's afraid that she's going to die before him. I think he got that twisted. I think he's got that backwards. I remember that prayer coming in. And we're going to be praying. I want to pray. What's her name? Did she give her name?
Her name is T.
T. Mm-hmm. Amen. We want to pray for T. And we want to pray for Karen Fox. I don't want to forget that. T and people that are dealing with that. There's a lot of pressure from your peers and family members for you to do something that is against your will and that the Spirit of God in you has told you not to do. And there are a lot, I've heard this time and time again. Some people have even cut their family members off that didn't agree with them, completely shut them off. And they have been, and they felt forced by them to do something that they know that they didn't want to do in order to stay with the family. I believe in my soul, I deeply believe that the people that forced them to do that will be held accountable if something should happen to that person. Because they were forcing them to do something that they didn't want to do, and then something happened because they did what they didn't want to do. And I believe that the people that pressured them, God will hold them responsible for what you did. Whether they agree with you or not, that should be their choice. Whether they want to do it or not, that should be their choice and their choice alone. You don't have the right to bully people. Because no, well, that's my daughter, that's my son, that's my this, that's my that. That's not your job. You don't have the right to bully people into wanting to do, making them do what you want to do. If you have a right to do it, they should have a right not to do it. And it should be their free will. Amen. Amen. I believe that God will hold those people accountable for bullying people into doing something that they didn't want to do. I really believe that. T, right? Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for T. Would you anoint my hand, please? We thank you for T. We thank you, Lord, for her convictions. We thank you, Lord, for her determination to do what you have put in her spirit to do. We thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed her to reach out to us so that we could stand in the gap with her and for her. Father, give her the strength to stick to her conviction. Give her the heart to continue to pray for and to love her family. And Father, send your warring angels to protect her and her family and to cover them with your glory. Keep her safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your power. Father, keep her mind fresh. Keep her focused on the gospel. Keep her focused on the word and not on the atmosphere. Keep her focused, Lord. Give her the strength to carry through. Watch over her children, Lord. Give them grace, favor, and mercy, and let them stand together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to pray over Karen Fox now. Karen, first of all, we love you. And I understand the struggle that you are dealing with and the things that you have to put up with. And girl, let me tell you, we are all looking for that great day. We are all waiting. We are all eagerly waiting. We are the five that are ready and waiting. We don't, all the times that we've looked, it hasn't been. So now we're just in a wait mode. But we're working and we're looking while we're waiting. We're not somewhere hiding under a blanket, peeking up every now and then to see what's happening. We're actively serving God while we're waiting. People with no oil are not serving God while they're waiting. They're not being faithful and focused on God while they're waiting. So their lamps will be empty. But for those that are still serving, for those that are still focused, for those that are still moving forward, I may not have all the information, but I know I got enough to keep pressing forward. Those are the ones that still have oil in their lamps. Those are the ones that will be ready. So when he comes, because remember the message Pastor Sandy's been speaking to us, he's looking for the light. Your oil lamp must be lit. If he, when he calls or he sends out and he doesn't see your light, you're not going. Your lamp needs to be full of oil so your light will shine when he calls. If he sends out the word and your light doesn't respond, that means you have no oil. I see that. He sends out the command. Let's go. And you have no oil in your lamp, you can't receive the command. You have no power.
No.
But those that have power, those that have oil in their lamps, they have power. They're connected. Their Wi-Fi is on. Right? Yeah. I want to put it in terms where people can hear. Your Wi-Fi is connected to the right server.
Yes.
So when the signal goes out, boop, your light pops on. Oh, that's one of mine too. Boop, grab that one. This one's Wi-Fi is disconnected, or they're on a different server. Mm-hmm. So when the signal goes out, they don't get the message.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder, what happened? Here I am, here I am. He's like, did you hear something? Yeah, but I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of stuff, but I don't see. I'm only looking for the light. I'm not listening for anybody. I'm looking. I'm only looking for the light. I'm not listening for cries. I'm not listening for prayers. I'm not listening for excuses. I'm looking for light.
Yes.
If I don't see a light, I'm moving on. And that's the way it is. I hope y'all got that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he don't see the light, you ain't going.
Yeah.
And if you don't have, if you're not focused, and if you're not moving in Christ, if you're not doing what the Lord has commanded you to do, if you're not still actively looking, and there's no light, there's no oil in your lamp, when he sends out the command, your light don't pop on, you're not going.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you went to church. I don't care how much you sang the gospel songs. I don't care how many pastors you knew. I don't care how much you gave in any offering.
Right.
It boils down to, is there any oil in your lamp?
Right.
Amen.
No oil, no ride.
Amen.
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 All right. Oh, Karen. Karen. Karen, you are a sister.
Yes.
You are a fellow soldier. We with you, girl. We're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you in the gap for our sister, we're praying healing over her body, healing over her mind. Hallelujah. Pastor Nicole, get my phone.
Your phone?
My phone. It's over there somewhere. Look on my texts, and Karen is there. And I don't want to miss anything. Touch her in her body, in her mind, in her finances. She's been with this church. Pastor Dre, how long has Karen Fox been with this church?
She's been a while.
She's been here a long time.
Yeah.
She's been here a long time. She is a solid member of this family, of this global family. She had connections with the White House. She was, when Trump was in the White House, she was giving us information about what was going on in the White House, and he got some of Pastor Sandy's messages.
Mm-hmm.
She got some of his messages to Trump in the White House. That's how close she was.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so she's been with us for so long. We want to make sure that we keep her lifted up. Father, we're praying. Did you find her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Father, we're praying that you would continually walk with her family.
Yes.
Father, continue to keep her strong. Keep her focused. Keep her heart in a place where she can continually hear from you. Lord, you are the great King of Kings. There is nothing that you cannot do. Father, send your warring angels to protect her and cover her. Give her peace in her mind so that she will feel the prayers of the saints. Amen. Did I miss anything for her?
No.
Amen. That we will, that she will feel the prayers of the saints.
Yes.
Because we need to, we know that the prayers are with us, but sometimes we have to feel the prayers. I know you love me, but I need you to treat me like you love me sometime.
Amen.
Right? I know you love me. You tell me that every 3 or 4 months, but I need to feel you loving me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Child know you love them, but the baby needs to know you love them. You don't ever hold them. You don't ever cradle them. You don't ever coochie, coochie, coo. You don't ever do, you don't do nothing. You know, the baby's like, yeah, yeah, but I, you know, I, there's something missing. Amen.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amen. So, all right, go ahead and give me some names.
Okay, so we're praying for Lisa's daughter.
Lisa's daughter.
Who, her name is Amanda, and she's in an abusive marriage.
Oh, wow. Lisa, I come out of an abusive household. I have been around abusive situations, and it's just bad. It doesn't always have to be physical. That mental abuse,
right.
Sometimes, and the verbal abuse. Sometimes I'd rather have the, don't hit me at all because I hit back. You know, you know, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it would seem sometimes that the physical abuse would be a lot easier to deal with than to mental abuse. I can heal from a scar, but that's stuff that you plant in my head. You know, those words that come out, words hurt. It ain't nothing but a word. No, don't say nothing but a word. Words can kill. Words hurt. God created the earth, created the universe with words.
Yes.
Satan understands the power of your words.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be nothing. You just like your old daddy. You ain't never going to be no good. You're just like your old daddy. Just your old dad. That kid may not know what that means. But those words are sinking into them. You're just dumb. You're just dumb. Why are you so dumb? Those words sink into those kids. Those words take root in those children. When you what you call those children, you're speaking into their lives. You're speaking life or death into other lives. You ain't no good. You're just like your mama wasn't no good. You ain't no good either. Y'all, that's why ain't none of y'all nothing. You're speaking death and destruction into that life. Well, I didn't mean it, but you said it. Well, I didn't mean it like that, but you said it. There's power in those words. In our house, shut up is a bad word.
Yeah.
We don't even like to use that. You have to be careful of the words that you speak. Because God's holding us accountable for every word that come out of our mouth. I forgot what scripture it is that's talking about the tongue and how unruly and ungodly it is. But if you read on, especially in the Old Testament, God holds us accountable for everything. And if you're not forgiven and covered by the blood of the Lamb, if you're not washed and you're in Christ, where God will forgive you of all of that, and you just walking up to meet God, just you and Him, you're gonna have to give an account for every word that came out of your mouth. Every word, even the ones you forgot, even the ones that you didn't mean. I didn't mean it like that. Everything that you've done, everything that you've said, you will have to give an account of when you meet God. If you are not covered by the blood, if you are not forgiven, if you have not repented, if you're not living a life that Christ has laid before you, you have to give an account of all of that. And those poor people that you have brutalized with your words, we're not even going to talk about the physical abuse. We're not going to talk about whether it's the physical abuse, the mental abuse. We're going to pray. Can I get you all to stand with me? Good morning, Asia. Anything coming over? Any prayer requests coming over? Okay, amen, amen. God, who has all power and all authority, don't abuse us. He don't yell at us. He don't call us out of our names. I don't understand how you can love someone and curse them at the same time. I don't understand. I mean, you know, foul language. I don't understand how you do that. How can I love you, you dog, come out of the same mouth? I don't understand that. I don't understand how that works. You love me or you don't. God doesn't say anything about you like me. God says you love me or you hate me. That's what He says. So my thing is, how are you going to love this person and call him a donkey at the same time? Well, I said donkey, but if y'all prefer, I can use the other thing that they're known as. You cannot allow sin to cause you to treat people in that manner. Because the Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Whatever you put out is coming back. You put it out as a seed. How many of y'all know seeds grow? And seeds turn into stuff like trees. Amen? Seeds grow. It started out as a seed. It don't stay a seed. And so when you spit out that seed of indifference or abuse to that other person, whenever God allows it to get back to you, it may look like a mountain when it gets back to you. And you don't know, I never did anybody like this. Why are they so mean to me? Why are people doing this to me? Why? But we conveniently forget how we treated other people. We conveniently forget that. But, and all of a sudden now, you know, I'm a victim. Oh, people are doing this to me and people are doing that to me. But you don't remember all the stuff, the seeds that you planted, and now they've grown into trees and bushes and bigger than houses. And you don't see, you can't play with this thing. You can't play with this. Satan don't tell you that part that they grow. He don't tell you there's a price for seed. You seen a little sunflower on top of the soil, right? How beautiful the bud is, a nice little sunflower. Do you know that there could be a mile of roots down there under the ground that you don't see that's connected to that flower? Mm-hmm. So all you see is the bud. But all the stuff that's keeping it alive is down there that you don't see. Are y'all following what I'm saying? That's why you can chop off the bud of the flower, the top, and it grows again. It grows other leaves because it's not dead. The part that's making it alive, you don't see. That's what Satan don't want you. He'll tell you, oh, you should go ahead and just give him a piece of your mind. You ain't got that much. You can't be afford to give away nothing. Give him a piece of your mind. He don't tell you that there's a root under all that stuff that you're doing. He don't share that part with you. And then next thing you know, you're in a position and you don't know how you got there. Have I said enough? Mm-hmm. All right. She said, okay. Amen. I want to pray for this sister. Amanda. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Amanda and every abusive relationship, whether it's male or female, adult, child, whether it is a teen, whatever. We're praying against every abusive relationship, whether it is physical, mental, verbal, or spiritual. Do you know you have pastors that abuse their flock by lying to them? They are setting them up to die. You have pastors setting up the members to die. Yoga in the church. You have pastors setting people up to die. Father, we're praying against all abuse, abuse of authority, abuse. We're praying against abuse. We're praying against it, Father. We're asking that you would equip your people to defend themselves against the abuse. Children abusing their elderly parents, abuse. Older siblings abusing younger siblings, abuse. God, there's so many examples. Father, we pray against the spirit of abuse, no matter where it comes from, no matter what type of abuse it is. Father, we pray against that, and we pray that you would fight the battles of your people and those that are being abused. We're praying, Lord, that you would shed light on that situation so that they can receive help. And Father, if these children belong to you, we're praying that you will send warring angels to defend them and to defeat their enemy. We're praying, Lord, that you, a lot of abuse comes, is also connected with fear. They're afraid to leave because they don't know what's going to happen. They're afraid to separate from this person because of the lifestyle. Is that Asia? Oh my goodness, praise God. They're afraid because if I leave, what would be my life support? If I leave, who's gonna comfort me when I have a hard day? If I leave, what am I gonna say to the children if they leave? They have all these reasons that they feel like they're trapped, and I can't defend myself from the abuser. Because if I do, I'm going to be in a worse situation than I'm in. So at least I'm used to this abuse. I've heard it. I can't leave, but at least I'm used to it. So I know how to bob and weave. It's like people that don't want to be healed because it'll mess with that SSI. I don't want to be healed because, you know, I'll be expected to do stuff. But as long as people think that I'm sick, they don't expect much out of me. I'm telling you, there's so much stuff that goes on. But Father, whatever reason, let your perfect will be done. Whatever works for your people. I can't tell you what to do. I don't know your environment. I don't know your situation. I don't even have any suggestions except you take it to God. You take your situation to God and you ask God, Lord, what must I do? What should I do? What needs to happen for this to stop happening? You must take it to God. No matter what the abuse is, if you feel you're being abused and you're the only one that feels that way, take that to God. Because if you're feeling that way, there's something in the atmosphere that's causing you to feel that way.
Yes.
There's something going on. Maybe that's the Spirit of God and you telling you this situation is not what it's not what it's supposed to be. Maybe that's God's way of trying to help you to see this is not right. You need to take it to God. Lord, what's happening? Lord, how do I fix this? Will you fix this for me? Take it to God. And we'll pray with you. And we'll stand with you. And we'll fight with you. And if there's anything we can do for you, we'll do that. But you must take it to God and ask God to fix it. And here's the big thing. You need to accept whatever way God chooses to fix it.
Amen.
You can't ask God to fix it and then tell him how. You can't ask God to fix it and then give him, okay, now you can fix it like this, or like this. But whatever you do, Lord, don't do that. God's like, you keep it. When you're really ready to get rid of it, let me know. When you take it to God, you give it to God. And then you ask God, Lord, help me to be all right with whatever your choice is. Because we know whatever God's choice is, that's right. Lord, fix my mind so that I will receive and accept whatever your choice is for me. And if you do it that way, you free the atmosphere for God to come in and take over.
Amen.
Does anybody agree with Amen. What I just said?
Amen.
Is there anyone that does not agree? Amen. Father, we're praying for all those abused, all those that are dealing with abuse. Father, we're even praying over the abuser that you would convict them. Show them that this is not of you. And before they are destroyed, that they will ask for your hand, that they will repent and ask for forgiveness so that they don't have to be destroyed, so that they can turn their lives around, so they will no longer be abuser. Father, whatever your perfect will is, let it be so. Help. What's her name?
Amanda.
Help Amanda. Deliver her. Provide for her. Be what she needs in her time of need.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What you got?
Stella is asking for prayer over her daughter, Monique.
Mm-hmm.
Monique is struggling with her physical and mental growth.
Mm-hmm.
She's slow and struggling with, I guess her growth hormones are slow.
Uh-huh.
And it's causing her to struggle in her education.
Oh, okay. 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 Amen. What's her name?
Monique.
Monique. Donita, come in. You're going to stand in for Monique. Good morning, Donita. With the big old earrings. I love the earrings. Oh, she's hurting her ear. Amen. You come on. Well, at least you look good. Amen. Amen. And it was toasty. It felt good. Amen. Amen. That's she, you know. Monique, right?
Monique.
Hasha isamianos. That's she, shamanu. Ooh, her hands are warm. Put the oil right there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Donita, a soldier of the living God, stands in for Monique, Shaisha Nonis, we give you praise. We thank you for her deliverance. Father, we're praying that whatever is necessary to heal Monique, let it be so.
Yes.
Whatever is necessary to change her life and to turn it around, let it be so.
Yes.
Whatever is necessary to give her peace in her body, in her mind, in her spirit, let it be so.
Yes.
Whatever it takes to free her so that her spirit will flourish in you, let it be so.
Yes.
For God, you alone know exactly what is needed. Father God, only you know exactly what must be. Father, if there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. If there's anything in her atmosphere that is not like you, remove it. So that you alone will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We pray for our loved one, Donita. She has been a soldier, Lord, for a long time, and she's been through the fire. But Father, we're praying blessings and healing and deliverance and power over struggles in her life, in her atmosphere right now. The Ishoyoma. And if there's anything that is not like you, we ask that you would remove it, that she is no longer held accountable for it, and give her great peace, great joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Donita. Hallelujah. What else we got?
Let's see.
It's warm in here, ain't it?
Yes.
It's comfortable. Ah. Oh, you little cold ice bunnies. I don't understand y'all. You and Abigail and Asia. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so Umberto.
Umberto.
For prayer for his wife. She struggles with migraines.
Oh, yes. That's my brother. He comes on Thursdays.
Migraines.
Amen. We're going to be praying. I love that family. Huh? Amen. I love that family. Pastor Drake, would you stand here for me? I love Alberto, and I love that family. Those are some awesome folks. Father, I know you know how to heal his wife.
Yes.
And she's a woman of God, too.
Yes.
She's an awesome woman of God. She'll pray in a minute. During Bible study, somebody was talking and she was giving her testimony. And she's like, she stood up. We need to pray.
Amen.
We need to pray right now. Come on, let's pray.
Yes.
She's an awesome soldier. She's an awesome soldier. And Alberto, awesome man of God. Father, we know you know what's going on with her.
Yes.
You know what's going on in her body. You know what's happening.
Yes.
I understand that this is very common with women, with people with red hair.
Oh, that's interesting.
I heard that years ago. Migraines are very common. People with red hair. I heard that years ago, and I never forgot it. We're praying for healing and complete deliverance.
Yes.
We don't want her to follow the norm because she's not like everybody else.
Amen.
She is above the rest. Anyone that is a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is above anyone that is not a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How are you going to say somebody better than not? I just told you why.
Yes.
Anybody that loves the Lord, anyone that has that allowed the Lord to govern their life and their actions, that makes their lives in the sight of God better than people that reject God and curse God to his face.
Amen.
So yes, people that are in love with God are much better than the people that don't love God and choose not to know him. You can't say that. I got the mic. I can say whatever I want to say. And I am saying it. If you don't love the Lord, If you are not, and I'm not saying you walk in perfect. I'm not saying you don't make mistakes. I'm not saying you don't blow it from time to time, but you run back to Christ. I'm talking about people that just refuse to be a part of the body of Christ. I'm talking about people that just don't want God. I know there is a God, but he's not the God I want. Well, there you go. See who God feels is best. Amen. Amen. Father, we're praying for, and I know her name.
Amen. Umberto's
Amy.
Wife.
Amy. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Pastor, you was trying. I saw you struggling. Thank you. You was trying. I saw it. I know her lips were moving, but what was coming out didn't make sense. I heard words, but I didn't know what any of them meant. Hey, bleep, 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 bleep. That's all, folks. Amen. 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 I'm sorry. I'm praying. Well, I'm not sorry, but I'm praying. Amen. And we're praying for Amy.
Amy.
I'm going to ask our prayer team to do 3 days for Amy.
Amen.
And I would like to include Amy if that's possible.
Amen.
Alberto, I'm going to ask Pastor Drea or Pastor Nikki to reach out to you. I have Amy's phone number because she gave it to me to give to somebody else. And so we want to do 3 days for Amy. I know it's a holiday. I know what day it is. 3 days for Amy. I have her phone number. I need one of you guys to reach out to her and explain to her how this works because I need her to be in it if possible. Amen.
Amen.
It's a holiday. Look, if God works on his day off. Amen. Hallelujah.
I appreciate that being
called out. Oh, I'm sorry. Amen. I would take it all back, but I can't. Amen. Let's rewind. Okay, there we go. Amen. Amy, we're going to be praying for you. Alberto, thank you for letting us know. Anytime a soldier is in need, we should be there. Amen. Pastor, was there any more prayer?
Yes.
Asia, good morning.
We are praying for...
Good morning.
He didn't give his name, but he is asking for prayer for himself and his wife, Mary.
Uh-huh.
He's having lower back pains, hip pains, and groin pain.
Oh, wow. Okay. About Isa Yam Yam. He doesn't give his name, right? Okay. Boy, I know about that back pain stuff. Whew. Amen. Good morning. I've been almost called him Elder Lloyd. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, soldier. Amen. You don't mind being called Elder? Amen. Oh, he said, yep. Good morning, Brother Lloyd. How you doing? Amen. He's like, all right. Yeah, don't call me elder. How old you think I am? Amen. We want to pray for him. His back pain and pain. And pray for his wife, right? What's her name?
Mary.
Okay. La Ishoayinton. La Kisemi. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And this weather's crazy. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
The weather.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but they do have stuff to create stuff. And there's a smell in the air that I can't identify, but there's something in the air that's causing, I can smell it. Yeah, and I can smell it. And along with that really cold air, it's a combination and it's doing something.
Yeah.
Amen. I know y'all can call me crazy if you want to. I've been called worse. So if you want to just call me crazy, thank you. There's something going on. They, you know, those chemtrails that they've been spraying for 40 years, you know, there's something going on. And I don't know what it is, but I can smell it.
And you can taste it.
Yeah, and you can taste it. So there's something going on. And so I'm praying that the Lord would... Listen, the bottom line is, they're trying to kill us. That's just the way it is. They're trying to kill us. And it ain't no secret, and they're not ashamed. They're just trying to kill us. But I'm praying that the Lord will keep us as long as we're here. Amen?
Yeah.
You can taste it. Yes, you can. Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for my brother and his wife, Mary, we're praying healing and deliverance and a covering over your people, a covering over your people and the families
a covering over our atmosphere, a covering where we come and when we go, a covering over our mind, healing and deliverance. We're praying for the pains and aches in the body and the stress of the mind. We're praying, Father, we're fighting for our lives. We're fighting, Father, and we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your understanding. We need your power to rescue your people. Father, we need your divine healing and guidance. No matter what they try to do, they cannot succeed without your authority. They cannot succeed without your will, permission. We're asking that you would cover all of those that say yes to you. We're asking that you cover all of those that have said, for God I live and for God I die. We're asking that you would cover every person that has said yes. Forgive us of any sins, any unrighteousness, anything that is not like you. Remove it from us, that we will be found worthy when you call. So that when you send out the word, our lamps will light up and we will be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. What else we got, Pastor? Do you know the Lord gave me that light lighting up as I was saying it? When I was telling you that when he sends out the word, it ignites or it sets off the lamps, and the lamps that have oil in it light up. He gave me that while I was talking. That never crossed my mind, not once. And then the thing about the Wi-Fi so that people will understand. He gave me that while I was talking. I never knew that. I didn't know how that would work. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. So while I'm talking to you, I'm telling him that makes sense. And while he's speaking, there's this whole thing going on right in front of you.
Amen.
How awesome is that?
Amen.
But it makes sense, right?
Yes.
It makes plenty good sense. All right, what you have?
We are continuing to pray for Khadijah's salvation.
Khadijah, okay. Is there any background on Khadijah? Okay, amen. I'm praying for Khadijah and anyone that is looking for salvation, for anyone that desires to be connected to God, for anyone that's struggling to stay connected with God, I want to pray for them. Righteous God, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, our whole purpose here is to draw men unto you. Our whole purpose is to be servants of the living God. You told us to go into the highways and hedges and compel men unto you. Forcibly persuade men, women, boys, girls, to understand and accept who you are. Anyone that wants to draw nigh unto you, it is our honor to reach out to that soldier. We're praying for
Khadijah.
We're praying for Khadijah and every person that wants to be what God has called them to be. Father, if there's any sins, remove it from their lives. If there's anything that is not like you, remove it from their atmosphere. Give them what they need so they will be what you have called and created them to be. We bless you from this moment through eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for Sean's mom.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So far.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So far, looking good. Amen. So we give God praise and we magnify him. What else we got? Asia, what you got over there? She's writing. I know she got something.
I got something.
Come on, Pastor.
She also has my grades. Her name, we're going to go JS.
Okay, JS is good.
JS deals with demons.
Really?
She deals
Asia.
With demons. And right now she's also in a financial hardship.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so she definitely needs, first of all, she needs Jesus.
Yeah.
She needs to break away from all the other spiritual
things. Yeah.
And she's really struggling. She doesn't have a job. She hasn't had a job for a couple of years now.
Wow.
And, you know, this has only made it more challenging, mm-hmm. right, in the season that we're in.
Right.
And she also deals with migraines.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. DJ? SJ?
JS.
JS. Well, I can remember a name. I ain't gonna remember no.
I know.
Hey, man, I'm gonna try to get it right. JS.
JS.
Come in, stand, Lord said, come and stand for it, stand in with her. I mean,
for her.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for JS, Father, you understand what she needs. The first thing she needs is salvation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because no matter what she's dealing with down here, we're all going to leave from here. And whatever we were dealing with here, one day won't be an issue. And so we need to be prepared for where we're going, which is into eternity.
Yes.
Father, if there are any sins,
yes.
forgive her of any sins or any yes. unrighteousness.
Yes.
If there's anything in her atmosphere that is not like you, remove it.
Yes.
Father, we're praying healing over the migraines. We're praying healing over the job situation.
Yes.
We're praying healing over her atmosphere.
Yes.
God,
hallelujah.
We're praying healing
yes.
over her life. We're praying, Lord, that you would move on her behalf.
Yeah.
You alone know what's necessary to move her from this place
yeah.
to a new place.
Thank you.
You alone, Father, know what's necessary to fix the problem.
Yes.
And we're praying, Lord, foremost, that you would draw her unto you, that she will receive and accept you, that she will ask for forgiveness, that she will repent, and that you can heal her spiritually. And that you would heal her body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. That's it. Amen. That's it. Good morning, Pastor Reverend Bishop Sandy.
Yeah, we're there.
Amen. We give God praise. We magnify him. We're still praying for Minister Ryan. Is on a mission. He's still got the gospel going. He said, I won't be there today, but I'll be plugged in. Amen. So keep him lifted up. He's plugging in. And we thank God for Joanna and David and their crew. I miss my little family. I told Abigail last week, I said, David is the reason I want to be a florist. Amen. That's my boy right there. That's David. Amen. So I was going to say, may the Lord watch. We're going to go home, y'all. I was going to dismiss show now. Amen. I'm sorry. Forget that part. Benediction. I was ready to call it. Amen. Amen. Y'all seem awfully happy about that. Amen. Another hour and a half, y'all, and we'll be on our way. Amen. Amen. Come here, Brother Lord. You know what you're supposed to do. Come on here, Doc. Come on here. Come on here. Say what you say. Say it like you mean it.
All right. We see y'all in the clouds. If not in the cross.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Keep us lifted up, that we keep you lifted up. We're still receiving prayer requests during. Remember, we're not here this coming Wednesday or Thursday. Okay? We'll be back a week from today. We will not be here Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be back a week from today. We do this every year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, because we want our people to spend time with their family. Amen. But we'll be back, if the Lord say the same, smoking it up. On fire for the Lord. Yeah, I have to clear that up. You know, oh, they're going to be smoking it up. See, get your mind out the gutter. You ain't just, you still need prayer. Oh, you still need prayer. Smoking it up. That's not what I meant. See, y'all just, maybe we need another hour to pray. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. Goodbye. Amen. Happy 25th. Amen. Hallelujah. Smoking it up. I might have chosen a different.